locked in to these conditions that degrade the environment and jeopardize the future of our children. Move into the 21st century. The Industrial Revolution created a kind of entrainment which attuned people more to machines than to their inner human nature. We've had an approach in this country towards economic growth, which has really not been attuned to the fact that as monopolies grow, it strangles an economy. We need to open up this economy by having our Justice Department challenge monopolies in agriculture, in energy, in the media, in communications, and wherever it's damaging to the American economy. The corporatization of thought, today even the militarization of thought, separates us from our higher nature, really separates us from who we are. We have received a cautionary note, my friends, with the attack on Iraq, because that was about oil, pure and simple. But let's tell the truth about this. If Iraq had no oil, we wouldn't have attacked Iraq. And I contend that the kind of thinking which is resistant towards developing new energy technologies is old thinking. We have to realize that our misguided policies have put us on a path of destruction. Destruction of our integrity as a nation, destruction of other people, destruction of our planet, because war itself is a form of ecocide, and the principles which animate this particular war is a corruption of the American heart. What's emerging is a new type of thinking that views sustainability as profitable, that understands that profits go up the smokestack and go out. Move into the 21st century. We want to help create businesses which are dedicated to sustainability, because that's where the money is going to be made. We have incredible inventive genius in this country, but how much of it goes to weapons production? I mean, think about it. The same genius which is currently dedicated to weapons production, to putting weapons in space, to creating more firepower, to creating more kill potential. What if instead we began to change the consciousness of this country towards real sustainability, sustaining human life, sustaining human health, sustaining communities, incentivizing renewable energies, providing the possibility of real investments in solar and hydrogen, in wind, in all of those technologies that we already know about, and in creating new energy technologies you don't even know about. The National Aeronautics and Space Administration has had marvelous success in moving forward with creating the potential to move human destiny further and further out into the universe. How much so are we capable of moving human destiny along on this planet by dedicating our technologies towards new energy production? As the next president of the United States, I intend to lead this nation on a path towards sustainability, on a path towards peace, because those two principles are inseparable. Sustainability equals peace. We have to understand that the American people have lost confidence in the electoral process itself. And that's dangerous, because it means that people may be less inclined to vote. So the first thing we can do is to vote in such numbers that it's not even close. That's number one. Number two, each of us has a responsibility in our own community. So we need to meet as a community, communities all over this area, study the election process. What kind of technology is being used? Computer programmers, systems analysts need to help in helping to analyze far in advance of an election what the technology is, what are the gaps in the technology, what are the possibilities for the franchise to be adversely affected. And then on election day, we need people at the polls using whatever authority each state provides to have people present during the election as observers to make sure that no one's deprived of his or her right to vote, to make sure that every person is enabled to vote. This is going to be an election which I think will be unlike any election that this country has seen since maybe 1968. And that tremendous political ferment is going to be the kind of energy that's going to be cycling around that's going to change this country. We have to have the will to do it. And in this campaign, I'm creating for this country a discussion about the possibility of a new American narrative, about a new direction that we can take. We're not locked in to these conditions that degrade the environment and jeopardize the future of our children. We're not locked in. We have a chance to transform ourselves as a nation. A sense of our responsibility to the earth, to the globe itself, and move forward.